Robert Shea is a principal at Grant Thornton. Robert, it is good to have you on the program. This is something you've invested a lot of your professional career in, the Government Accountability Office putting out some information, analyzing some data today. And there's still quite a few struggles in this area, aren't there?
That's right, Francis. It's great to be with you, but we're talking about a report that GAO has done periodically over the last decade and a half, and they survey federal managers to get their impressions on how we're doing on performance management, and the survey results say we're not doing very good. It's hard, of course, but despite changes in strategies, we really haven't cracked the nut on getting agencies to collect and use performance information to improve programs.
This report says the executive branch needs to do more to fully implement and leverage the Act's provisions to address governance challenges. OMB and agencies have identified many programs and activities that contribute to goals as required, but are missing additional opportunities to address cross-cutting issues. Now, speaking of nuts that agencies haven't been able to crack, cross-cutting issues, busting stovepipes, is one of the biggest.
It is, and according to the survey results, we're not doing a good job of this at all. The survey indicates that approximately one-third or 33% of federal managers are actually somewhat familiar with the quarterly performance reports that they issue. A quarter of agencies said that, or managers said they were actually only somewhat or very little familiar with the cross-cutting goals.
What does that mean for trying to then turn around and implement those things?
If you're not aware that cross-cutting goals exist, you're certainly not going to be able to use those in better coordination of those programs. So 23% of managers reported they coordinated program efforts to a small extent or not at all. It's pretty devastating.
Ensuring performance information is useful and used by federal managers to improve results remains a weakness. That's another quote from this report. And here's the underneath that headline, this is what I thought was particularly unusual, not a desired result probably. There was a decline in the percentage of managers that agreed that their agency's top leadership demonstrates a strong commitment to achieving results. I mean, that's the wrong direction, it seems to me.
Yeah. Leadership in study after study is shown to be a critical component in getting managers' programs to look at things from an outcome perspective, to review the data objectively and make decisions to enhance performance. Leadership is really, really important. And this decline is probably a major factor that contributes to these other weaknesses. If your boss doesn't care about it, you're not going to care about it because it's hard.
Agencies have taken steps to align daily operations with agency results but continue to face difficulties measuring performance. You started this. Shelley Metzenbaum continued it. What I take away from that is that the tools are there. Performance.gov is there. The structures are there. And maybe this ties in with what we just talked about leadership, but people just aren't doing it. People just aren't even aware that the things are there.
Well, the quarterly performance reviews are taking place in every agency, which is great. The data simply shows, you know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that on a broad scale, this really hasn't taken hold. There's some great examples. GAO released a report earlier this year on great examples of agency leadership sitting around the table on a regular basis to review performance and make decisions. Anecdotally, great examples that we ought to really celebrate and expand. But again, the data from this survey shows that on a broad scale, it's just not taking place and it's not having an impact.
All right. Another point from the GAO report, communication of performance information could better meet users' needs. That seems like a very nice diplomatic GAO way of saying the stuff's really not worth very much.
Well, we, we've made a lot of investment in producing reports and presenting it on the internet in a way that's accessible. But what the data here shows is we really haven't gone to the users, be they external stakeholders, Congress, agency or program customers, to say in what format, what data and in what format would this really be useful to you? What kind of decisions are you going to make, and how can we facilitate that decision-making by the data we provide or the way in which we provide it?
Robert Shea of Grant Thornton, my guest, and the fifth point in this GAO report, which you can find a link to later today at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. Agency performance information is not always useful for congressional decision-making. Is it your sense, as you dug into this, that the reason for that is because of the way the agencies are presenting it, or collecting it, or collating it, or is it on the congressional side where they're just not paying attention to it or deciding they don't like the way that it's presented and so they don't consume it the way they should?
Yes. It's both. It's got to be a two-way street, but I put the responsibility on the agencies to take the bull by the horns, go and knock on the doors of their congressional authorizers, overseers, and appropriators and say, we're trying to do this in a way that's useful to you. Take a look. Give us feedback. Help us help you. And to my knowledge, that really hasn't been done on a systematic basis. And I think that's really one of the great disappointments, because Congress showed some enthusiasm in enacting this law. But there's been a real hesitation, longstanding. It's not specific to this administration, but a real hesitation to go up to congressional stakeholders, get their input, and show how it has impacted these reports. You know, there's GAO could find only one example of where congressional feedback was taken into consideration into a performance goal. We just got to do a lot better.
Robert Shea is a principal at Grant Thornton and did this stuff at OMB during the Bush administration. I want to talk some more about how what implementation looks like, Robert, when we come back on Federal News Radio 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com. You're listening to In Depth with Francis Rose. We'll be right back. Back on In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com. Some sobering insight from the Government Accountability Office today on measuring results at federal agencies. My guest to talk about it, Robert Shea, principal at Grant Thornton and former OMB official dealing with performance matters. And you said fairly that this is a difficult nut to crack, Robert. This is not easy. But when you look at this, it appears essentially that really the stone is rolled back down the hill is what I take away from this. Am I being too pessimistic about it, or is that what you see as well?
No, I think you're right. We've tried some new strategies here, but they don't appear to be working. So we need to reemphasize the lessons we know to be true and probably find some new ways of tackling this that might have a better chance of working.
I guess the part of that was most... I've used the word sobering already, but in the part of the report where it says what GAO recommends, and then the comment back about whoever they're reporting on, how they responded, this says OMB staff agreed with these recommendations. Recommendations OMB improve implementation of the GIPR Modernization Act, help address challenges by ensuring and it goes into some of the things that we addressed in the last segment. But, I mean, essentially OMB, it looks to me, is saying, yep, you're right. We're not having the progress that we would like to have.
That's right. I remember when this report came out in 2007, and it showed not nearly as much progress as I had hoped. But that was in 2007. Here we are, 2013, and still no progress. I think there's an opportunity for folks to take a deep breath, maybe facilitated by Congress, and rethink what we're doing and ways we might do it better.
Well, that's where I wanted to go next, is whose role doing what to get to the next step? What happens next and who does it, I guess?
So OMB's got the leadership role. They lead the Performance Improvement Council. There's an opportunity here to say, look, we got feedback that we weren't collaborating adequately. We need to do that better. We need to involve our stakeholders, Congress, GAO probably, in the conversation on just what specific steps we're going to take to move the ball back up the hill.
And how do we get to a place where X number of years from now we can look back, as GAO is doing now, and see progress?
It's going to have to involve the frontline managers, people who are, you know, if we know who GAO is going to survey, those are the people we need to focus on if we want them to adopt this way of doing business.
But the idea is not to get the survey results. The idea is to get the GPRA Modernization Act implemented and get the work done.
Absolutely. But we want managers to use this information. That's who GAO is going to survey. So we ought to respond to this negative report by focusing on the audience that we want to impact like a laser beam.
So all is not entirely lost, then, is the message that I get from what you're saying.
That's right. There's a pretty clear path forward as far as I'm concerned. You mentioned it, leadership. Somebody needs to shake these leaders by the lapels and say, this is important. You manage a large organization. We know policy is sexy, but operations is equally as important, and it deserves your attention. That's, I think, the first thing we can do. Congress can play a major role in doing that shaking up. But we could also very methodically go through the cross-cutting goals, make sure that everything's reflected, make sure that the quarterly performance reviews are taking place and that they're effective. You know, there's a really good, clear roadmap, as far as I'm concerned, that GAO has laid out.